Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
I did it. I managed to sneak outside again this morning. Thanks for being here with me. What a fun, silly journey this is. I told Will, my partner, last night. I said, this is kind of like the making of a podcast. I am just letting it do me, you know? I'm not trying to take the reins and force something to happen. I'm not trying to put on a show. In fact, I'm trying to expose myself, the truth. I want to be raw. You know, I made my pros and cons kind of accidentally because one of the people that just kept saying, can you please make a podcast? Will you please make a podcast? I made the podcast, and then they were like, I miss your videos. You know, that is what sparked this podcast, is me sharing videos typically in the morning. And anyway, so hey, I'm here. I still make videos, and now I'm doing a podcast because it wasn't just that person who asked me to do it. A good handful of people did. So here we are. Truth Punk. Someone liked the name yesterday and said, hey, it reminds me of neurodivergence. And I thought, okay, I know of a cool website called Stimpunk. Stim for like stimming, and punk for like the same reason that I'm using punk, you know. And so then I thought, I don't think they know that website. And then I think about my son and a lot of my fellow neurodivergent friends who are truth tellers. Little truth punks. We're all punks sometimes, right? So anyway, I'm settling into the name because I renamed it, yesterday, day before? I don't know. And then I was like, what am I doing? Am I going to name it again today? What are we doing today? And I don't know if you can guess, I only have my lemon water. It's just me and the birds outside with my lemon water again. In fact, I'm taking a pause to drink. Be sure to take time to water and sun yourself. Okay, so I thought about something beyond copyrights, because I have lovely friends who are like, girl, you are good to go. You can read a book. Not the whole book. You can read some of a book and give it credit and, you know, keep going. So I'm not afraid. You all, I'm not afraid to read a quote and talk about it. However, I realized it was kind of a crutch, reaching for the book every morning. I did this with dance. Welcome to the first few episodes. I'm really paralleling to my dance. Dance with Amanda. We had a great class last night, and we're going to go have a great one in a couple hours here, or maybe one. I don't even know what time it is. It doesn't matter. The time is now, right? The time is now. So, with dance, I did not have the confidence, you know, 4 or 5 years ago to call myself a dance instructor and start teaching dance classes. I needed to become a Zumba instructor to then realize, like, I am a dance teacher, you know, and I'm good at this. And then, like I've shared some of the details already, it took me a little bit, but I dropped the Zumba and realized, like, I'm dancing. I'm dancing. It's me. I have the name. I do the dancing. It's Dance with Amanda. It doesn't have to be Zumba. I could have done that right from the beginning, but I didn't have the confidence. I didn't know the path. I didn't know that there really wasn't a path. I could just say, hey, I'm dancing. You want to dance with me? Dance with Amanda. Boom. And so that's what I'm doing with this podcast. Hey, you want to hang out with me in the morning? Great. We're doing it. Boom. The books were my Zumba. Do you get it? I was like using my paper teachers to like, oh my gosh, can you please tell me what to do? I need a prompt. You know, when you go to school and there's a prompt. Some days, sure, I might need a prompt, I guess, but I mean, aren't we living enough life to prompt us? So, breathe. Why don't we take a minute? I'm going to uncross my legs. I'm going to plant them gently but solidly on the earth beneath me. I'm going to find my sits bones. There are two bones. There's like one in each butt cheek. Roll around a little bit and find those two bones. They're sits bones. Rock back and forth. Rock your pelvis back and forth a little. And you'll find a little spot where it feels good. So then release your legs away from your hips. And you can sit in your sits bones. And then let's stack our spine up, shall we? So you want to grow roots through your tailbone. And then let's just stack our spine. A nice natural curve. Stack it up to the sky. You've got lots of room in your spine. Let's release the muscles in the back of your neck. Let your chin dip down a little. But mostly think about your head floating. Floating tall, floating, 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 giving you even more space in your spine. Let your shoulders relax. Big deep breath in through your nose if you can. Ready? Let the shoulders just blah down your back. They rest on your rib cage back there. Think about it. Where would your wings be? Where are those wing sprouts? They are on your rib cage, on your backs. Your shoulders are nowhere near your ears, y'all. My brain just said, you just said y'all. You are in Southern Maine. You were born in Southern Maine. And I'm allowed to say y'all, okay, y'all? Yeah, I'm having another sip of water. take a moment like that for yourself today. And you don't have to sit how I sit or plant your feet or do any of that jazz. But do take a minute to sit down and shut up. Yeah, I'm not really great at the shutting up part sometimes. But maybe if you're not either, talk to your body. Talk yourself through it. Be like, okay, sits bones. Let's put our weight there. Okay, feet and ankles, let's relax. Okay, knees, let's relax. Okay, hips, let's relax. Okay, heart, let's float. Okay, collarbones, let's broaden. Okay, Amanda, take a deep breath in. Let it out. Breathe in all that I want and all that I know is true. And let out all the garbage, blah, all the crap, all the lies. Breathe in what you want. Breathe in what feels better. Good might not be in reach. I get that. Breathe in something better. And breathe out something you can let go of. All right, keep going and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Love you, bye.